KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, voters in Ames made history in their municipal election yesterday. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
20-year-old Iowa State University student Rachel Junk, an Ames native, was elected to a seat on the Ames City Council. She is the youngest woman ever elected to public office in Iowa. There were a handful of other runoff elections around the state. In Iowa's largest city, Des Moines Mayor Frank County won an unprecedented fifth term. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Voters in Bloomfield, Cedar Falls, Charter Oak, Estherville, Fairfield, and Orange City also made final decisions in city races on Tuesday. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports that as a result of a traffic stop on November 30th, deputies arrested 40-year-old Morgia Jane England of Emerson on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver meth and a drug tax stamp violation. She was also charged with possession of marijuana first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. At the same time, 55-year-old Miles Victor Latham of Atlantic was arrested on felony charges, including possession with the intent to deliver meth and a drug tax stamp violation, along with a lesser drug paraphernalia charge. Both were brought to the Cass County Jail, where Latham remains held on $30,300 bond, and England remains held on a $31,300 bond. Also arrested separately on November 30th was 53-year-old Ronnie Carl Cardenas of Omaha, who was charged with domestic abuse assault. Cardenas was released the following day on his own recognizance. On November 28th, Cass County deputies arrested 42-year-old Christopher Sharp of Griswold for assault causing bodily injury. He was released the following day also on his own recognizance. On November 26th, 20-year-old Corey Lynn Cassidy of Benora was arrested on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Cassidy was taken to the Cass County Jail and later transferred to the authority of Madison County deputies. On November 22nd, 58-year-old Jeffrey Charles Dory of Anita turned himself in at the Cass County Jail on two warrants for violation of probation. He was later released on $4,000 bond. There were two arrests on November 21st. 18-year-old Brady Folk of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of marijuana first offense. Folk was released the following day on his own recognizance. And 19-year-old Kirkland Jackson Van Arnum of Atlantic was arrested for possession of marijuana first offense. He too was released the following day on his own recognizance. And in a follow-up to our previous report with regard to a car versus semi accident on Interstate 80 that took place back on November 26th, the sheriff's office yesterday said that around 6:40 p.m., on the 26th, deputies responded to that two-vehicle accident scene at mile marker 52 off Interstate 80. A 2007 Toyota Camry driven by 24-year-old Matthew Stein of Omaha had been traveling westbound on I-80 when the vehicle went out of control due to the road conditions, crossed the median and struck an eastbound semi driven by 57-year-old Farouk Korajevic of Tampa, Florida. Stein was transported to CCMH by Medevac for treatment of minor injuries. Damage from that collision amounted to $38,000. And police in Creston report 49-year-old Nancy Connolly of Creston was arrested Tuesday morning on a Union County warrant, charging her with theft in the first degree, three counts of theft in the second degree, and theft in the third degree. Connolly was released from the Union County Jail on a $27,000 bond. Creston police said also a man reported Tuesday that sometime overnight, Monday into Tuesday, someone broke into a residence he's purchasing at 405 West Mill Street and took a wrench and a checkbook. The loss was estimated at $210. Another Creston man reported Tuesday morning that during the same time frame, someone broke into his vehicle that was parked behind his home in the 500 block of West Mill Street and took a set of keys, vehicle documentation, and a book. The loss was estimated at $100. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.